This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. The best ever holiday dinner party week. Today's the last day. We have Whole Foods ham dinners for 8 for caller number 97 all day long. Call now 800-400-3697. And you'll win yourself a Whole Foods Market ham dinner. We also are going to do this at 11, 1, 3, and 5. Lots of meat we're giving away here at the Alice. We're also giving away some other things as well. And we're doing that with the help of the Bay Club, of course. But our listeners who were so generous. 2 weeks ago, we did our fundraising effort for families and friends in the North Bay, all to support Tipping Point Community. And today we have two magical guests with us. Daniel Lurie, who is, you're like the CEO.
You're like started the, it 12 and a half years ago.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
So we'll call you the king of Tipping Point, and we're going to call Annie the queen of the Bay Club. We have royalty here in the room with us today, and it's a really big deal. Annie, tell us a little bit about what's going on today.
Well, we're here today to officially announce that the Bay Club is going to be, we matched funds the day that we were fundraising out at the clubs and are going to be giving Tipping Point a check for $75,000 to help support the victims of the North Bay fires.
So that is in addition to the $36,000 that that our listeners came up with, our very, very generous listeners, bringing our total to
over $100,000, if I'm doing my math.
About $111,000.
Thank you.
Yay!
Thank you to your listeners and to the Bay Club.
It's a big deal. It was our biggest fundraising day. And listen, I know the Red Hot Chili Peppers played last night, and we've had the Band Together Bay Area, the other one, the Metallica show. So, and but still, but so much is needed.
No, this is just a symbol of the generosity of not only your listeners, but our region, knowing that we have to come together to support our North Bay neighbors. They are, you know, I said it last night, they're, you go up there and you spend time up there, and there's a mix of devastation but determination. And when you talk to them and they know the Bay Club and Alice and you guys and the whole corporate community and all these individuals have been so supportive, it gives them reason to believe and to hope. And that's what this is all about.
Right.
You know, we've raised now, thanks to you, this puts the Tipping Point Emergency Relief Fund over $30 million raised.
Nice.
And that's huge.
That means that we can do a lot of work, but at the same time, more needs to be done. So we're going to stay with it, and hopefully you guys, and I know you guys will be right there alongside us and our North Bay neighbors for not just months to come, but in the years to come.
It's going to take a long time. But you guys have actually been at this for, you said 12 and a half years, but the and the mission of Tipping Point Community is to help people who need the most help.
Yeah, that's right. We've been focused on fighting poverty in the San Francisco Bay Area. We had not previously been in Napa and Sonoma and Mendocino and Lake Counties, but it's only 60 miles away, and we went where the need was. But no, 12 and a half years, we've raised over $150 million to tackle issues like homelessness here in San Francisco, education issues throughout the region, health, wellness. So we've been doing this for a while. And so we knew what needed to be done, but we needed to rely on our North Bay community neighbors like the community foundations up there and the grassroots organizations on the ground.
And you guys do your homework and pick just the very best.
That's right. And so all your listeners know and the Bay Club knows, and I know you guys know this, but you know, we do a lot of due diligence and we hold our groups accountable, and that's what we're known for. We did have to get money out the door right away, and we've already gotten $5 million into the hands of folks. $2.5 million went to the Santa Rosa Community Health Center, which lost one of its clinics, where they were serving 24,000 low-income individuals a year. And now they're without a medical home. And so that $2.5 million is going to help put more beds back into play.
Right.
They're going to be able to rebuild more quickly, and using modulars, using new office space because of the generosity of our community.
Tipping Point Community, we are happy to have helped you at this point. We look forward to helping you in the future. I want to say hi to everybody at Tipping Point. Apparently, we have some Sarah and Vinny fans there. We're very happy to hear that.
Yeah, my the woman that manages my life, Vanessa, is a huge fan of yours.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, Vanessa.
And everybody, you know, so you guys are have a huge fan club at Tipping Point.
And
Community.
If people want to check you out, it's tippingpoint.org?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Vinny.
And actually, our link, the Alice link, is still active, and the text number is still active.
Yeah, you can text together to 20222, and it's a $25 donation. And as with all of our ticket prices, as with the gift today, over $100,000, 100% goes out the door. Our board is covering all the overhead of it, and our band together, Bay Area Partners, right, have been so generous.
And I want to turn to Annie really quick. Thank you guys, for always hosting our fundraisers and for the amazing donation that you and the members of the Bay Club made. Obviously, those are people who live right here in this community, too, so $75,000. I think the grand total is $111,000, and hopefully that's only going to go up. There's certainly a lot more need for donations, and 20222 together. Was that it?
Text together.
And then Tipping Point Community, or just
tippingpoint.org.
All right. Well, Daniel Lurie and Annie, you are amazing. Thanks for letting us be a part of this amazing thing. And $111,000.
Amazing.
Our Alice listeners should be really, really proud of themselves.
Thank you all.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Have a great weekend.
Nice meeting you guys. You too. And have a lovely holiday season. All right. So back to business.
Yeah.
Let's want to roll some texts. Oh, thank you, guys.
Take care.
All right. Thank you, Tim. Thanks, thanks, Cranky Tim. He's doing our camera work here. That's amazing. So cool. I know. It's just, it's so inspiring to hear.
Let me get some volume here. There we go. It'll be good to work with Tipping Point going forward, too.
Absolutely.
Hopefully under better circumstances and not in a situation of dire need like the firestorms that hit the North Bay, but we like to do good stuff, too.
And we just found out about Tipping Point. Like, they're a pretty incredible organization. 100% of their administration costs are covered by the people who are on the board.
That's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
All right. The texts have come in, a big pile of them. There's so many good ones all the time, so I'll try to get through a few of these as much as possible. I know yesterday we had so many good ones came through. I remember thinking, we didn't get to read that one.
Right.
Oh, we didn't read that one.
There's never enough time, but we do read them all.
One of the ones that came in yesterday, you were going, I'm gonna keep quiet during the I'm gonna keep quiet during the movie review. And someone wrote in, just bring Neil Sean in during the movie review. Zip it. She'll get quiet fast. And I was like, oh my god, the way they worded it was. It was a drum hit
they'll
for sure.
They'll have to bring like Ann Wilson and someone else that blow my mind, because I've now relived the Neil Schoenschein thing so many times that I feel pretty confident that I would.
You'll talk this time.
I would talk the next time I saw him. Like it was just so stunning, you guys.
Yeah. Well, I definitely want to bring him back.
Yeah.
510 says, Sarah, what movie did you see? My Star Wars was good. Needed editing, but was good.
It had its good parts, and it was Star Wars the whole time. So I'm harsh on it because I think my expectations are so high or something. I was let down. I was disappointed.
650 says, OMG, I just listened to the Secret Show from yesterday. Can Gentry be on every week? I'm crying over here. Your dad.
He was a goofball yesterday.
He was. I don't know what was up with him.
Part of it was your reaction to him as well. Like, you were just all, Dad, okay.
please stop.
What are you doing?
Stop saying random things. You're scaring me. Everything okay over there?
Checking him for Budweiser's. What are you
drinking? Are you drinking already? What's happening?
My God. Love you, girls and guys, from Alex, says 415.
Oh, love you.
Love you right back.
408 says, quick, download all the porn.
Oh, it's going to be a sad day, huh, Ben?
I think we're going
to
be okay.
We would have campaigned a lot harder for net neutrality to stick around if we'd known the porn was going to go away.
You know, the thing is, this has been that chirp of the net neutrality thing's been going on in the background for years and years. So I think most of us ignore it. We just expect our life to continue as is, right?
Well, even now it's sort of hard to, like, how will this change? And so this means I'm going to pay more for certain. It's just hard to know how they'll take the opportunity that the neutrality has gone away to turn it to their favor. But I picture 10 big corporations that run the whole internet. And it's not the free, awesome place that
Maybe there'll be another vote. in a few years, and a new person will come in and put it back in place.
One can only hope, Vin.
Hey, let me mention that we have Logan from San Jose that won the Whole Foods Market.
Oh, congratulations.
All right, Logan.
Good job. A couple more ham dinners to give away throughout the day. I think this is it, though. Mm-hmm. We're not doing this next week, are we?
No.
Okay.
I know a Logan. He's a pretty cool guy, too.
Oh, really? I love that name.
Logie.
It's a good name.
We call him Logie.
Logie.
I think he's like 5.
No.
Good dude. I'm not going to read that
call
one.
Call him Log. He'll probably like that.
No.
Log?
Log.
We call him Logie.
Hey, Log.
Band Together was so emotional last night.
Oh, I'll bet.
Listening to yesterday's... I already said that one. That they're mad that...
That I gave stuff away?
That Hooman was nitpicking you when he nitpicks everything. Yeah. How could he?
It's just if you have a different opinion, you know, I really don't have the popular opinion on this. Normally, I fall right in line with most people, but this time I was just like, I don't know. I was like, oh. I expected more.
310 says, I'm moving today for the second time this year. What's worse than moving? Moving while still drunk from the Red Hot Chili Peppers concert the night before.
Oh, ugh. That does take the fun out of moving.
Moving's so bogus.
Oh, I agree.
Oh, my Lord. This whole year has been a hard one because of the move.
Well, it's fun to get a new place. It is fun. And it's, you know, you're excited. And then the reality that you now have to move all your crap. And I always think, I don't have that much stuff. I don't have that much. I'm good. I call the herd of things I own all the time. And then, no, you have so much crap.
650 says, Drake Choir just brought tears to my eyes. So lovely.
Oh, it was. They were just delightful. Yes, what nice were. Young ladies. Mm-hmm. And what one of the funnest things about when they come in and play is that their teacher is so clearly invested. Like, she's standing to the side, and she's not singing along, but she's kind of miming it, and she's got the hand going.
Come
on,
kids, you can
you
do this.
You can do it. It sounds great. Like, it's just adorable to see someone who's that invested.
And they didn't seem nervous at all.
No, they did great. They sounded wonderful.
The carolers sound great. What a beautiful song. Oh. What's Sarah's new favorite girl name? One of the singers in the choir, please. Thank you.
I think it was Adelina.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was so pretty. Adelina.
Gentry on The Secret Show is the best thing ever put in any podcast ever.
At one point, we were all like, what? Really?
Sarah, I hate to say this, but you are a big old bummer. Saw Last Jedi last night, and it's awesome.
Oh, good.
Come on, it's never been Oscar material. It's just fun, entertaining, and full of great memories.
I'm glad you liked it. Bad on me. Boo me. Mm-hmm. I'm booing myself.
I swim at aquatic park, and I'm more afraid of sea lions than I am of sharks. They're not nice animals.
Oh, you know, Vinny, there was a text that came in right when we first got back on, and someone said that there was another attack at 8 o'clock this morning.
Oh, my God.
Seriously?
I told you, chasing human blood. That's it. It's
I don't think
no
that's
no more swimming
it.
In the bay.
Someone said that they may be in mating season.
Oh.
Maybe.
Is this the time of year?
I don't know. I'm not sure. But
maybe it's global warming.
They swim in and out of the surf line every time I'm out. I see them, and they swim right by us and right under us, and you feel the water, the whoosh of water under you, and you think,
ooh.
And then you see it's a sea lion, and go, oh, thank God. Oh.
Please let that be a sea lion.
I lived in Boston, and they are the scariest drivers.
Yeah, I think that the Boston drivers are worse.
California got the worst drivers in America.
Yeah.
Anyone who sits in day-to-day traffic knows this is true. Drivers suck here. I've driven all across the country at least 5 times, and California is by far has the worst drivers. Most distracted, most inconsiderate drivers I've ever seen.
That is true. Maybe I'm just...
Number one, everyone. I mean,
we're
seriously.
Just, we're taking, you know...
Great job.
Yeah, right.
I'm not clapping for that.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not.
Please, you're part of the problem. 65 in the fast lane. What?
I don't go in the fast lane. I won't be in the fast lane. I would never park myself in the fast lane. I'm a pretty considerate driver. I'm certainly not texting Vinny. Oh, I'm talking to you. Your name's Vinny?
You're talking to me?
Yeah.
I don't know why you would say that.
Because I know how long it takes you to get home.
You do not.
Weird. I just got a text from Vinny.
Guys, sea lions. Guys, sea lions are bleep holes.
Oh, I didn't realize. He seems so sweet.
They are bleep holes because what I was saying earlier is very true. When they're swimming out in the surf line, you do feel like they've come here for a reason. They're hiding and increasing their odds of getting away from a shark by being in and around other people. And you start to feel like, I'm going to move in a little.
Get away from me.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? Get out of here. You know, because we're kind of dressed like they are.
Kind of.
All black wetsuits.
Looking up, I mean, even the surfboard's kind of the shape of their body. But you'd look like a big one, right? You'd be, maybe a shark would be like, yeah, that one's too big. You, on your surfboard.
No, they are the best predator in the world.
Yeah, but if they can just take a little
are
guy.
Top of the food chain. Ugh. They're not scared of anything. There's nothing that makes them go, I'm going to go left. They don't go left.
They go right at things with their face. That is brave.
They don't have to worry.
Like, we put our hands up in front of our faces, and then the shark eats our hands on first, you know, with their face.
All the damn 65-mile-per-hour drivers in the fast lane, move the bleep out of the way. Yeah, that is annoying.
Or you could leave your house a little earlier, and then you wouldn't be in such a rush. You could just take a breath and go a little slower.
Or be calm. I was chopping wood for the disenfranchised youth, and this axe got lodged in my thigh, and I'm trying to get to the hospital.
Yeah. Call an ambulance. They have lights and sirens. I realize they're expensive, but...
They are. I had to go to the... 408 says, I had to go to the hospital in an ambulance back in June. It cost me $2,500. Both my brother and my best friend were pulled over and arrested in Grable, Wyoming, 1 year apart. Bleep that place.
Oh.
Don't drive through there with a California license plate. They have traps set up for tourists. Beautiful, but awful place. Yeah, I got my speeding ticket going through there.
So they're saying switch out your plates?
Or okay. Drive the speed. I don't know. I mean, as long as you know where to not. I saw trouble in Ohio as well.
You've seen trouble in a few places, and some of the places actually didn't let you continue on your way.
Strange.
I think it was Georgia where he got pulled over, and
they
were
like,
"And
you had to go to the station?"
Yeah,
Georgia
took
me to jail.
You can't leave. We know you're going to leave the state and never come back.
I called our PD and was like, "I'm being held. I'm in jail. I'm here in jail. Like, I need
you guys
to get
pay
me
this
out
ticket."
I was like, check this out.
Send a credit card.
I'm like, "You guys, the listeners are in the van out in the parking lot." I'm in jail and they're out there in the van. And then when they bailed me out, the guys, I don't remember. I guess we had a VCR machine.
I don't know.
There's video of me walking out of the jail and them doing commentary about as I'm walking back.
Oh, funny. Yeah. You guys must have had a video recorder with you.
Because there was a little wrap-up of tripping. This was a promotion that we did on a radio station in Philly, WDRE. It was called Tripping with Vinny.
People won a trip where Vinny drove you in a van. Were there three people or two?
It was three people and me, so four total.
And they drove. We set them on like a treasure hunt. They had to go up into Maine and or Vermont.
Well, it was
they got to go to New York City and see Saturday Night
SNL,
Live.
Right.
They went to like a topless car wash in like
South Carolina.
And then they headed all the way down and we met up with them. We surprised Vinny by... We did our show from Orlando for a couple days.
By then, I was so mad at you guys.
Oh, my God,
I was so worn out and tired from 2 weeks on the road.
Oh,
and
I didn't realize it was 2 weeks.
It was forever. And then they're like, they call and wake me up in the hotel in Florida, and they're like, you got to get up. And I'm like, I'm not doing it. I'm done. I'm not doing. And I guess I'm on the air at this point.
You are.
And they're at the...
We're a mile away.
Universal Studios on the air, broadcasting back to Philly.
He doesn't know it.
And I was just like, you guys, I'm done. I'm not doing anymore. And you're all, you got to go. You got to get up. You got to go over
to... I think we had someone go knock on your door at that point, too. Like, we dragged him to the scene. He's like, oh, great. Now I get to do a show. And then we all flew back, and Vinny had to drive home with the listeners. I'm like, oh, the trip's not done, Vinny. It's not done yet.
Oh, what a drag.
He was like, oh, great, we're all flying home. No, we're all flying home.
How do you like that?
I don't.
That was quite a thing.
My ambulance ride from Lucas Valley to Novato for my car accident was $3,000.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Yeah. Well, and it's well worth it if your life winds up getting saved. However, if you've cut your finger and you're holding a bandage on it, you can get an Uber. That'll save you some money.
Oh, people had texted in saying to try the Uber Assist.
Oh.
It's on the Uber app, and I guess people take it when they're going to the hospital or coming home from the hospital, or if you have a wheelchair.
Oh.
You need extra help.
That's great.
I don't know if it costs more.
Yeah.
But it's on the app.
415 says, I disagree about sad single holidays. It's the best time to be single. Less gifts to buy. You don't have to split time between your family and your partners, and you're so busy you have no time to wallow.
Yeah, but everyone at the party has someone to kiss on New Year's Eve.
707 says, I'm a male on Tinder right now, and I can't keep up with the demand.
Oh, well.
Lucky you.
That adds to your holiday stress.
53S says,
Can you
men
please
are
go to a
babies.
Party with me?
Men are babies.
Men are babies. They're the ones who are
big,
most
tall
lonely.
Babies.
Poor thing.
So lonely.
I'm so
Human, you will love Armenia, and the kids are wonderful. Thank you for your help. It's a beautiful place with welcoming people.
Yeah, you know, I heard that. I'm excited to go.
I can't wait to hear how it is, Human. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I can't wait to tell you.
Someone wrote in and asked, do the whatever group you're working with, do they pay for your flight?
Oh, no. I'm picking up the tab.
Oh.
Everything.
And then you're going to Bali.
Yeah.
So that'll be a nice recoup. After
that, I'll get you guys all t-shirts from Armenia. I know you love the t-shirts from Dubai.
Can I please have an extra large?
Yeah, get them
sure,
larger.
Sure.
Yeah, you always give me like a lady small.
I was able to wear that t-shirt one time, right. And then I had to get it. And I love that t-shirt.
Yeah, those are
too
great
small.
T-shirts.
Will you puff a doobie in Bali for us while you're there?
Do that kind of stuff.
You don't?
No.
Will you do some yoga in Bali? Are you staying at Michael
Franti's
Soulshine?
Yeah, Soulshine.
Ding, ding, shame. He's got his own yoga retreat there.
Mm-hmm.
So no pre-yoga bong rips for you?
I don't think so. There's a lot of five-star restaurants and stuff. I'll go check those out.
Great. Five-star only, please, Human.
Yes.
Don't lower yourself to the four-star restaurant.
925 says, my grandma bought me my first training bra for Christmas, too, and then she wanted me to model it.
Oh, yo.
I burst out in tears.
God, that's humiliating.
It is.
I mean, I think that, you know, it's probably well-intentioned. She thought, I'm going to... And then the reality of it was that all your cousins went,
She was a little wicked.
Oh, a wicked grandmother. Sounds like a Disney character.
I thought yours was, too. Isn't she the one that called you a fornicator?
Yes. She did call us all fornicators.
And what about the blood? Wasn't she the one that said...
Oh, no, that was my great-grandmother on my dad's side. Has she bled yet? Something like that. I was like, or no, have you? She asked me right in front of everybody. I'm like, yeah, I have.
Oh.
Great-grandmama.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, I forgot all about that. Now you reminded me.
You're welcome.
Oh, God, grandparents, they just don't care.
They don't.
And they'll say anything to you, too, you know, comments on your outfit or your makeup or your clothes, or your zits or, you know, how you're eating or how fat your ass looks in a pair of pants or whether or not you need a training bra or have you bled yet. I mean, come on, Grandma.
You'll get your turn soon enough.
Leave me alone. I'm never going to do that.
You're never going to do that.
You know what? I'll put it this way. I don't want to do that. I don't know if it's something broken in grandmas, but man, they just don't seem to have a filter.
Mm-hmm. They're over it.
Well, getting old hurts. Maybe that's it.
But isn't it supposed to be the best time in their life?
Yeah, that they're supposed to be the happiest.
Well, that's because the person that's been busting their eggs for however long has finally passed. Sarah, I gave in and got reading glasses too. It's a sad day for me. I'm officially old.
You're not officially old. You just, your eyes get tired. It is a super bummer, but I'm going to definitely check out that thing.
Mono.
Yeah. Mono lens? I can't remember what they called it. I'm sure the optician will know.
Or the contact or the surgery?
The contact. I don't think I'd go for the surgery. I'm afraid to do that. Plus, my eyes keep getting worse. Like, I'd be afraid that I'd get it and then I'd have to, then it would be over. Like, it would work for a little while and then it wouldn't work anymore.
And then what do I do, Vinny?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, let's break.
Yeah.
I know what to do.
radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, hooray, it's Friday. Stick Yay! Here with Alice all day, the final day for the ham dinners. Mm-hmm. And are we wrapping up anything else today? I think we ended our Star Wars thing,
how about
thing,
Bottle
right?
Rock?
Oh, yeah, Bottle Rock all day. Yeah. That's, how could I forget that? Mm-hmm. 3-day passes.
Hey, don't forget, I want to thank Bananas at Large for coming in with the kids from Drake. The choir was excellent.
Mm-hmm. And we got a new amp.
And the new amp.
Oh, my God.
50 watts of Marshall power. Everyone.
Woo! It's a little much for this tiny room. Yeah, also thanks to Daniel Lurie from Tipping Point and, of course, to Annie from the Bay Club and to all our listeners who contributed. We just were able to help donate $111,000 to Tipping Point. All that money is going directly to help families in the North Bay.
Right. It's pretty rad that to even think that you would start a charity, but then the way they've built a reputation for being so solid, it's probably easy, right?
Yeah, probably not.
Does he sleep ever?
I know.
So, I'm guessing that's especially in the Bay Area, the standard's pretty high.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Let's thank our promotions department too, because they have been doing a lot for us and helping us get it all together.
Thanks,
and
Rebecca.
They make Alice and look so great. Michelle and Denise.
Exactly.
Please don't ask me to name anyone else. I'm pretty
sure
that's where my knowledge. Okay. Listen, have a great weekend, you guys. I'm super excited.
Oh, your show tonight.
Hello to everyone who's coming to the Throckmorton. I can't wait to rock out some Christmas songs for you with Tommy Igo's.
Will you post some pictures on Instagram, please?
Okay, I will.
Okay, good.
I'll try and remember.
And post them of Danielle, too.
You know, Hooman is going to be there, so I'm sure there'll be pictures that are posted tonight.
Just no video, right?
I would prefer no video.
Yeah.
I'll talk to him and ask him if he'll do video.
No, ask him if he won't.
Okay.
That'd be great. Have a little Christmas present for your good friend, Sarah. Your best friend, Sarah.
You got it.
Come on, Vinny.
I'll go talk to him now.
No need. I'll talk to him. No problem. So have a great weekend, you guys, and we'll see you back here on Monday. And I hope you get all your Christmas stress under control and have a great Friday.
Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.